Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Cathedral of St. Patrick. Today is the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord. Our celebrant this morning is Father Salvo, and this Mass is offered for Anna Sean.
Let us sing together the first verse of our entrance hymn, which can be found in your blue St. Michael's hymnal, number 731, Rejoice the Lord is King, number 731.
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear sisters and brothers, as we begin these sacred mysteries on this Feast of the Transfiguration of our Lord, let us begin by recalling our sins and asking our Lord to grant us his peace, his mercy, and his forgiveness. Lord Jesus, you came to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners to yourself. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who in the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son, confirmed the mysteries of faith by the witness of the fathers, and wonderfully prefigured our full adoption to sonship, grant, we pray, to your servants that listening to the voice of your beloved Son, we may merit to become co-heirs with him who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set up, and the Ancient One took his throne. His clothing was bright as snow, and the hair on his head as white as wool. His throne was flames of fire with wheels of burning fire. A surging stream of fire flowed out from where he sat. Thousands upon thousands were ministering to him, and myriads upon myriads attended him. The court was convened, and the books were opened. As the visions during the night continued, I saw one like a son of man coming on the clouds of heaven. When he reached the Ancient One and was presented before him, the one like a son of man received dominion, glory, and kingship. All peoples, nations, and languages serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not be taken away. His kingship shall not be destroyed. The word of the Lord. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The Lord is King, let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands be glad. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Justice and judgment are the foundation of his throne. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his justice, and all the peoples see his glory. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. Because you, O Lord, are the Most High over all the earth, exalted far above all gods. The Lord is King, the Most High over all the earth. A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Beloved, we do not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we have been eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received honor and glory from God the Father when that unique declaration came to him from the majestic glory. This is my Son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice come from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. Moreover, we possess the prophetic message that is altogether reliable. You will do well to be attentive to it, as to the lamp shining in a dark place until day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them and saying, rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. In the Church of the Transfiguration in the Holy Land on Mount Tabor, where this happened, this that we celebrate this day, it's a beautiful place, of course. It's up on the hill in the very spot where this happened. In the beautiful church, they have three altars. The main altar, of course, you see the transfigured Lord, and then you have two side altars, one dedicated to Moses and one to Elijah. And on this very mountain as well, there's this ancient monastery, which is actually close to the public, but these contemplatives live there, and they have this icon there that's a triptych icon that you have to see all three parts to understand it. And it's a very interesting take on the Transfiguration, because the first part you see Jesus already glowing and radiating lights and his garments white as snow, but you see Peter, James, and John going up the mountain with him with their eyes closed. Then you see the main part of the icon, and it's the Transfiguration scene as we know it. Jesus in all of his splendor, and then the three apostles amazed. And then on the third part, you see Jesus still radiating like the sun, but again, the eyes of the apostles are closed as they're descending back, going back to where they were. And it's a beautiful and interesting take of what the Transfiguration was. Because if we think about it, Jesus was always both, his person was always his divinity and his humanity. So they saw his humanity always, and that's how they were used to seeing. But in a way, that day, Jesus gave them a glimpse of his divinity. He did so to help them increase their faith, to help them to see that everything they are learning about him is true, and especially to give them consolation before he was going to enter his passion, that everything I am telling you is the truth, that he is the Son of God. But his divinity was always shining, except they couldn't see it. And on this day, which we often ask our Lord for the grace of that our souls may be transfigured, that we pray for the grace that we may also have a conversion, that's a great important thing for us to ask for, is that our eyes may be open so that we may also recognize Jesus Christ amidst us. We are used to seeing Jesus in the Eucharist. We are used to seeing Jesus in the poorest of the poor, as he tells you. We are used to seeing Jesus as we reflect his word and the gospel and he speaks to us. We are used to seeing Jesus in our prayer life. And many times, of course, that's all that we need. And that's all that we need by faith, is to see him that way. But we ask him to open up our eyes of faith all the more so that we truly recognize him in those places, that we truly know with the eyes of faith that he may open them so that we truly know that he is with us always until the end of time, so that we truly know that he was always looking for us as well to transfigure our souls into his likeness. And so on this day, let us ask for that gift, that he may increase our faith, that we can recognize him, and that we search him, and that we may be consoled by that, and that we trust in his words and in his promises more and more each day. God bless you. And now let us ask our Heavenly Father to help us with all of our needs. For the church, may God grant her an abundant harvest of souls as she strives to be a source of light in the world. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the salvation of the world, may the love of God expressed through the witness of the church touch every heart, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from mental illness, may God bring them peace of mind, body, and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this community of faith, may we grow in holiness and spirit of gratitude through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who have died marked with a sign of faith, especially we pray for the soul of Anna and also Edmundo. May God welcome them into the light of his kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, please hear and answer these prayers we ask through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that this, my sacrifice and yours, may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all this holy church.
Sanctify, O Lord, we pray, these offerings here made to celebrate the glorious transfiguration of your only begotten Son, and by his radiant splendor, cleanse us from the stains of sin through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For he revealed his glory in the presence of chosen witnesses, and filled with the greatest splendor that bodily form which he shares with all humanity, that the scandal of the cross might be removed from the hearts of his disciples, and that he might show how in the body of the whole church is to be fulfilled what is so wonderfully shown forth first in its head. And so, with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty, without end, we acclaim.
Oh,
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfalls, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice and, once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Leo, our Pope, and Timothy, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Saint Patrick, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God, and behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord,
I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Our communion hymn is number 667, O Jesus, We Adore Thee, number 667.
Oh, yeah.
Let us pray. May the heavenly nourishment we have received, O Lord, we pray, transform us into the likeness of your Son, whose radiant splendor you willed to make manifest in his glorious transfiguration, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Mass has ended. Let us go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
And have a beautiful feast day of the Transfiguration, everyone.
We go forth singing number 561, Holy God, we praise thy name, number 561.